אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אסקליה. I thought we'd start with Isaac Herzog being elected Israel's new president on Wednesday. He actually spoke at a before he got took up the ceremony and got the new role. He spoke to UIA Australia and the Zionist Federation of Australia in a webinar where he spoke of his close ties to Australia. First of all, it started with the playing of the song for prayer for Israel, Avinu Shebashamayim, and he got quite emotional when he heard that, because he said, I'm overwhelmed, because that song was actually written and composed by my late grandfather, Isaac Halevi Herzog, when he was chief rabbi of Israel. And yesterday, he just had the Yahrzeit, the 62 years since he passed away. So he said, thank you for playing that. It really touches my innermost feelings. And he continued speaking about his fond visit to Australia in 2018 and the pride it still gives him when reflecting on the historic state visit to Australia back in 1986 by his late father, Chaim, who, of course, was Israel's then president. And he said, some of you were only children back then, and today many of you who are tuning in are active members and leaders in the Australian Jewish community, and that he's been following Australia-Israel relations since he went into politics in the beginning, because he cares deeply about the unique relationship.
I must say something here, that I actually was present when President Chaim Herzog visited Sydney. I was much younger then, in 1986, but I can still remember the excitement of the Jewish community when the Israeli president came. It was extraordinary. So I know, and Isaac Herzog, I met him also in Sydney just 2 or 3 years ago. He was visiting here, ahead of the Jewish agency, and he reiterated the connection of the Australian Jewish community to Israel.
Yeah, that's right. And so many people would know him and also his father. And he said he hopes to visit as Israel's president soon as well, when the lockdown is finished and it is first opportunity. He also spoke about anti-Semitism and what more Israel can do for diaspora Jews who are facing anti-Semitism. And he even gave a hint at what his presidential leadership style will be. He said each generation has to focus on and address the challenges of the time. So, of course, while he comes from a very famous Israeli family of great service, he said, it's my shift. And so I think that's what advice my father and my grandfather would have told me if they were still alive today. They would say, it's your shift, so just do the best you can for your people and your nation and address the challenges of the current era. And he says, that's exactly what I intend to do.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, your article on the front page of the Australian Jewish News about the participation of 3 Jewish athletes that will represent Australia at the Olympic Games in Tokyo.
That's right. This is a very nice story. Nice. Gives everyone a bit of a nice feeling, which is nice at this time of year. Of course, the Olympics were postponed by a whole year, and all the athletes had to try and re-qualify again to make the team and keep training for so long with such intensity, much longer than they normally would. Finally, last week, full Australian team for the Olympics was announced. In it, we have race walker Jemima Montag from Melbourne and world number one canoe slalom athlete Jessica Fox from Sydney. So they had already been named in the team earlier, but just last Saturday, Steve Solomon, men's 400 meter runner from Sydney, was officially named in the team. He had to go on a bit of a roller coaster ride, kind of waiting to see if he would or not, but he finally got there, and it'll be his second Olympics. His first was actually way back in 2012, when he was only 19, and he actually missed out on the Rio Olympics in 2016. And it's been such a long, it's pretty much a 5-year wait instead of a 4-year wait for this Olympics. And he said, when I heard the news, it was just pure joy and elation. and probably relief, I imagine, that he's going to be representing Australia in the 400 metres in Tokyo. And not only that, he was also named a co-captain of the Australian athletics team, which he's very pleased about, because he said he wants to share with the younger members of the team. And there's 22 athletes in the Australian athletics team who'll be on debut. And he said, I want to share with them how my debut was and help them in any way they can, because it can be quite daunting at your first Olympics. So that's also another role he'd like to do, apart from, of course, running as fast as he can in the men's 400 metres.
Congratulations. And it seems it's going to be very different Olympic Games to what we are used to. And back to Australia, one of our leaders here, Gillian Siegel, says that the Jewish community feels betrayed by the ABC.
Yes, so your listeners might recall the Executive Council of Australian Jewry had a meeting with the ABC over concerns that the body had about recent coverage of the Israel-Gaza conflict and some other things. There was a Q&A episode where there was many pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel panelists, and there was no members of the Jewish community or Israelis on the panel. And there's been a bit of tit-for-tat there. But in this full-page piece, Gillian Siegel, president of ECAJ, points out that while we do not expect ABC News and current affairs people to be flag-waving Zionists, and of course, nor should the ABC allow itself to be used as a vehicle for the, quote, Palestine from the river to the sea, quote, cheer squad, or to promote the personal views of any of its journalists or producers, she said, what we do expect is that the ABC News and Current Affairs will live up to its own code of practice in its news and current affairs coverage, including standards of accuracy, impartiality, and diversity of perspectives. So she says, reforming the ABC's complaints process in order to make it truly independent is both necessary and urgent.
Shane, before we go, I just want to mention that E.T. and Zvi Ainsworth, the couple who lived in Sydney for over 20 years, they've got a big family in Sydney, are among the residents confirmed killed in the Florida building collapse disaster. And the other news that is that Rabbi Gad Krebs from, actually he was the rabbi of Kehilat Masada of the North Shore of Sydney, has been announced as the new college rabbi of Moriah College. Congratulations. And there are some news from Melbourne about the rabbis.
Yeah, just very quickly, Rabbi Daniel and Rebbetzin Sarah Rabin have been appointed as Caulfield Hebrew Congregation's new spiritual leaders following Rabbi Ralph Genendi's announcement late last year that he'd be stepping down from the pulpit. So they actually were the rabbi and Rebbetzin at South Caulfield Hebrew Congregation. So they don't have they only have to go up the road a little bit, but they're looking forward to it. And another rabbi, Rabbi Danny Mervis from the Mizrahi Synagogue in Melbourne, he'll be making Aliyah later this year, and he'll be taking up the role over there in Israel of Deputy CEO of World Mizrahi. So that'll be a very big honour for him.
Shane Dizdiatnik, Senior Journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.